As you might have noticed, I talk about a lot of weird stuff, so imagine researching all that. As I end up on all sorts of websites, I use incognito mode. But did you know incognito mode isn't enough to hide your browsing history? All your online activity is still 100% visible to a ton of third parties, unless you use ExpressVPN. Without it, your internet provider, mobile network, and admin of your Wi-Fi, like your boss or parents, can still see every website you visit. To avoid that, ExpressVPN reroutes 100% of your traffic through secure and encrypted servers. ExpressVPN is the best VPN, rated number one by top reviewers like The Verge. It's really easy to use and works on all devices. We can't take our online privacy and safety for granted, and I feel very unprotected without my ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/beamazed. That's expressvpn.com/beamazed, and you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/beamazed.
Vacation starts with VA. Whether you're feeling beachy, mountainy, or every-y in between, you'll find all that you love all in one trip to Virginia. Start yours at virginia.org.
Luck isn't something you can count on, but sometimes it strikes you when you need it most. I'm not just talking about finding a dollar or dodging traffic, but one in a million events that'll make you say, "What are the odds?" Stay tuned for some more seriously fortunate people who survived the impossible.
You're listening to
Be Amazed. On the evening of January 26, 1972, a man named Bruno Honky discovered the wreckage of an airplane on a hillside just outside his village in Czechoslovakia. It seemed impossible that anyone could have survived such destruction until he noticed a shoeless woman in a turquoise flight attendant uniform hidden among the wreckage, Vesna Vulovic. Little did she know it, but she had just set a new world record surviving the highest fall without a parachute. In fact, then 22-year-old Vulovic had fallen 33,330 feet out of the sky, suffering two broken legs, three broken vertebrae, a fractured pelvis, broken ribs, and a fractured skull. Vulovic had been a flight attendant for just 8 months before the fateful crash, and she was only aboard JAT Flight 367 from Stockholm to Belgrade because she was confused for another attendant named Vesna. Just 46 minutes into the flight, there was an explosion in the baggage compartment which caused the plane to enter a fateful nosedive. When the fuselage broke apart, Vulovic was pinned by a food cart which stopped her being sucked out of the plane. Physicians had advised Vulovic against a career as a flight attendant due to her low blood pressure, but it was that very thing that prevented her heart from bursting on impact with the mountainside. Severe amnesia meant she never remembered anything from the crash, and she even continued to fly right up until her death in 2016. Paragliding doesn't appeal to everyone, and it probably won't be at the top of your bucket list after hearing this next terrifying aerial story. In February 2007, then 35-year-old Iwo Wisniewska was training for the upcoming paragliding world championships in Australia when the unthinkable happened. While passing beneath the storm cloud, Iwo was suddenly sucked into the violent storm above. At the mercy of Mother Nature herself, she was whisked higher and higher into the air at top speeds of 20 meters per second as lightning flashed around her, and she was pelted by hailstones the size of tennis balls. Suddenly, everything went black as she lost consciousness and surrendered herself to the storm. At minus 40 degree temperatures, the vortex raging at speeds of 50 miles per hour took the defenseless woman to dizzying heights of 32,634 feet. For some perspective, that's an altitude higher than Mount Everest's peak and near the cruising height of a jumbo jet. After about half an hour, she woke up and managed to navigate herself out of the passing storm to a nearby farm, suffering only frostbite to her extremities. In case you were wondering just how lucky that makes her, Australia's most experienced paraglider, Godfrey Wenis, said Wisniewska's survival was like winning the lottery 10 times in a row. Next up, the events that caused 27-year-old Caleb Whitby to end up in a death-defying situation sound like something from a Final Destination movie. Whitby was driving up an incline on an icy freeway in Oregon in January 2015 when a collision ahead kick-started a devastating 50-car pileup. Whitby initially swerved to avoid a jackknife truck, but as the thick fog cleared, he realized that the large rig he had been following was now sprawled across the freeway. Despite his best attempts to swerve around it, Whitby hit the back of the rig and was left sat on the roadside and at the mercy of the oncoming traffic. He could only brace himself and watch helplessly as a second rig spiraled out of control and started heading his way. But before he knew it, the ordeal was over and he was surrounded by shattered glass and mangled metal. Crushed between the two rigs in his Chevy Silverado, he realized he was unable to move but was thankful to still be alive. Mind-blowing photographic evidence shows him basically sandwiched between the two trucks, and what remained of his car was only enough to fit him. After cutting himself free from his seatbelt and moving the steering column from his leg, Whitby shouted for help and was rescued by Sergei Karpiliuk, who drove the second truck in the crash. Miraculously, all he had to show for his brush with death was a few bruises and a killer photo. Now, anyone would be lucky to survive being attacked by a grizzly bear, but Todd Orr took good fortune to the next level after he survived two attacks on the same day. On September 30th, 2016, Orr was hiking through Madison Valley in rural Montana in search for elk when he stumbled across a grizzly bear and her cubs. Before he could even register the danger he was in, the adult grizzly was charging towards him in a flurry of teeth and claws. Despite using bear spray as a deterrent, the animal jumped on top of him, biting his head and arms before wandering off into the woods. Orr struggled to his feet and managed to jog back to his car about 3 miles away, but before he could make his getaway, the bear emerged from behind for round two. Being an enthusiastic outdoorsman, Orr knew that only one thing might spare him from death: convincing the bear that it had actually already killed him. As the weight of the animal came down on top of him again, Orr threw himself face down and used his arms to protect his neck and head, praying for the end. After the bear left, Orr managed to drive himself to the hospital, where he spent several hours in surgery, followed by 6 months of rehab. Doctors are constantly surprised by the things humans can survive, but they were truly baffled by an x-ray that revealed how a man's heart had spun over the right side in his chest without killing him. The bizarre event occurred in 2014 when a 48-year-old Italian man was rushed to the hospital after a brutal motorcycle accident. Doctors at the emergency department made the discovery when they tried to monitor the man's heartbeat and realized it wasn't where it should be. An x-ray and CT scan of his chest revealed that his heart had turned a full 90 degrees to the right in a total anatomical anomaly. What's even more surprising is that, despite suffering punctured lungs, broken ribs, and a ruptured spleen, the man was alert and awake the entire time. At first, it seemed that the collision must have caused his body to twist so violently that it moved his heart, but doctors eventually determined it was due to his other injuries. Wounds to the man's lungs had caused air to leak and build up in his chest, eventually forcing his heart over to the other side. After draining the air, the man's heart rotated back to the left and eventually returned to its original position in 24 hours, making him one seriously lucky guy.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, some people like to tempt fate and then complain when they get more than they bargain for. Naturalist Paul Rizzoli was one of those people. In 2014, he was swallowed by a giant anaconda. On purpose. It goes without saying that this is something you shouldn't try at home, or at all for that matter, and Rosoli learned the hard way that even a Discovery Channel documentary isn't worth sliding down an 18-foot snake's gullet for. In the TV special titled Eaten Alive, Rosoli donned a special snake-proof suit, lathered himself in pig's blood, and then acted like a predator to provoke the massive snake into attacking him. Once the anaconda started to engulf him, though, he quickly realized his mistake. As he heard his arms breaking under the immense pressure of the snake's jaw, Rosoli panicked and called on his team to free him. Thankfully, they were able to separate him from the snake before things got too out of hand, and both parties emerged unscathed, or should I say scaled. Seriously, though, what did he expect? He clearly didn't watch that movie Anaconda.
Anaconda.
If you ever feel like you're having a bad day, spare a moment to think about Robert Evans, who suffered a truly unfortunate series of events over the span of just 7 hours. On the evening of September 23, 2009, the 46-year-old homeless man was cycling at the intersection of Folsom Street and Canyon Boulevard in Boulder, Colorado, when he was hit by a car which made a swift getaway from the scene. Thankfully, Evans was taken to Boulder Community Hospital, where he was treated for minor injuries, and after being released at 3 a.m. the following morning, Evans began the 4 to 5 mile trek back to a campsite he was using in East Boulder. At around 4:45 a.m., he decided to take a shortcut by crossing a narrow railroad bridge between Pearl Parkway and Valmont Road. Unfortunately, Evans' timing was far from perfect, and he was struck by an empty Burlington Northern Santa Fe coal train, which knocked him and his bike into a creek 10 feet below. After sustaining non-life-threatening injuries to his head and leg, Evans was left feeling incredibly lucky. I just hope he bought a lottery ticket afterwards. Now, it's safe to say New Zealander Steve McCormick can enjoy a newly inflated ego after his lucky escape from death. Back in 2011, this small-town truck driver was standing on the rigging between his truck and a trailer at Waiatahi Contractors when one slip sparked an unbelievable chain of events. After losing his footing, McCormick fell onto a brass valve that was connecting the truck's brakes to the compressed air supply. The valve pierced his left buttock, and within seconds, air rushed into his body at a rate of 100 pounds per square inch. His shell-shocked co-workers watched as McCormick's body inflated to twice its size, turning him into a human Michelin man. As the air continued to pump and McCormick screamed in agony, the men struggled to lift him off the nozzle and managed to place him on his side until paramedics arrived an hour later. The air had separated fat from muscle and filled the space between, including his abdomen and chest, as well as the space around his heart, lungs, and even behind his eyelids. When paramedics tried to insert a needle for a morphine drip, the air pressure only forced it back out. If the valve had hit an artery, he likely would have bled to death, so his backside actually saved his life. In the end, there was only one thing to do. Wait for him to deflate naturally via one epic case of flatulence. There are some things humans aren't really built to endure, and having half of your brain blown off is probably one of them. Still, one exceptionally lucky man proved that some people are more robust than we think after he survived such an ordeal at the age of just 14. Back in 1987, Ahad Israfil was working at his local convenience store in Dayton, Ohio, when one small mishap turned his entire life upside down. Ahad's employer was handling one of the dangerous firearms in the store when he accidentally dropped it, causing it to misfire in the direction of the young store clerk. Despite the severity of his injuries, he survived the journey to the hospital and underwent a 5-hour operation. Most of his right hemisphere and one half of his skull had been totally destroyed, causing his scalp to collapse inward after the underlying tissue was removed. When he regained consciousness, doctors were surprised to find that he was already attempting to speak. Eventually, doctors filled the missing portion of his head with a hard silicone implant. Sadly, in 2019, Ahad passed away aged 47, but he had already exceeded expectations by living a normal life and even graduating from his local university. And here's our last incredible survival story. Mississippi lumberjack Fourthman Murph had been chopping down trees his whole lifetime, so it's no surprise that he was still doing it in the summer of 1984 at the ripe old age of 74. That is, until one fateful afternoon when Murph's beloved hobby almost killed him. while trimming trees in the Gatman area, a branch fell from 80 feet above and knocked him unconscious into a ditch, while a second broke his left leg and foot. When Murph came back around, he could hear the buzzing of his still-running chainsaw, which had started making its way across his neck. Most people would tap out at this point, but not Murph. He managed to stand up and hobble to his truck 150 feet away, stopping periodically to bend down and ensure his windpipe didn't fill with his own blood. Holding his head precariously in place, Murph then drove to a neighbor's house, who took him 17 miles to a small-town hospital. From there, he was rushed another 30 miles to a bigger hospital to have his head quite literally reattached. Surprisingly, Murph went on to live to 92 years old, dedicating his last days to his three loves: music, Jesus Christ, and chainsaws. Well, maybe he should have laid off that last one. If you were amazed at these unbelievable tales of people who survived the impossible, you might want to check out part one. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time you want to be amazed.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.